Unknown militants have launched a bomb and gun attack on a Shia mosque in Pakistan's restive northwest during Friday prayers, killing several worshippers and injuring scores of others. Now, the mosque was targeted in the Hyatabad area of Peshawar. At least three explosions and gunfire were heard. The nature of the explosions is yet unknown. There were also reports that some militants are still in the mosque and exchanging fire with security forces. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks yet. Peshawar has been the scene of frequent militant attacks on Shia Muslims. An assault on a school there late last year killed 150 people, mostly school children. Joining us from the Pakistani port city of Karachi is our correspondent Mohammad Touri via Skype to tell us a bit more. Now, Mohammad, I understand that the situation is still fluid and firing is still continuing, according to witnesses, inside that Shia mosque in Peshawar. Tell us a bit more.
Let me just walk you through the updates that I just received. In Hyatabad Medical Complex, 56, I repeat, 56 victims were taken in the Hyatabad complex, according to the current information from the hospital, over eight individuals. Some of them are really in a very bad condition. They are also actually expected. The death toll, unfortunately, is expected to rise. Eight individuals are confirmed dead. Unfortunately, this story doesn't end here. Two Fridays before, we saw the same carnage in Shikarpur, in the southern province of Sindh, where about 60 Shia Muslims were killed. And of course, in this carnage as well, in this attack as well, we saw people in different who came in different disguise. Some say they came in the law enforcement agency's clothes, and some, according to some witnesses, some of them hurled grenades in the campus of the Imamiya Mosque. As I said, that unfortunately the story doesn't end here. The recent from the southern Sindh province was that today the same Shikarpur people were again protesting for the Sindh government to act on the carnage. Those who are responsible for the carnage in Shikarpur, and again we saw this incident in Peshawar today. So as we see the government's reluctance, particularly the provincial government's inactions as far as these banned outfits goes, I don't see any end to this, unfortunately.
Right. Now, Mohammad, when the incident in Peshawar around 2 months ago happened, where over 150 people were killed, including almost 130 school children, there was that claim that this will happen never again in Pakistan. We saw hangings, military tribunals, the government trying to act tough on terrorism. Why hasn't that worked?
Well, the truth is, and it's obviously a billion-dollar question, the truth is that the government, particularly the democratic government, the democratic forces, they are not living up to their promises, and they have their stakes in different forms and shapes with these banned outfits. For example, one of the banned outfit is Ahl-e Sunnat wal Jamaat, formerly known as Sipahi Sahaba. That used to be, and that still is, a very strong political force in southern Punjab and also in some central Punjab province as well. So obviously they were relying, and they in past they relied, particularly the Nawaz administration, many of their ministers, they meet with these people, and unfortunately they are not have been taken to the books yet. Some of them, particularly here in the southern Sindh province, after the civil societies strong protests, over 30 hours protests before the Chief Minister House here, before the Kamali Shah's residence. They were promised by the Sindh government that they will put a full stop to these banned outfits, at least here in the southern Sindh province. But right next day, they allowed the rally here in the port city under the garb of Kashmir Day solidarity. The same people who were banned, they were allowed to take a rally here, as I said, with the cover of the Kashmir Day solidarity. And then on the same day, the civil society again came and restarted their sit-in before Chief Minister House, and they were arrested. Over 40 civil society members were arrested. And now we are hearing that the Shikarpur victim's family, they are planning to come all the way from Shikarpur to Karachi on 15th of January, on the 15th of February, and they will hold a sit-in before Chief Minister House to arrest these people and to ban these people in the province.
All right, Press TV's Muhammad Turi, they're reporting from the Pakistani port city of Karachi.